Warren Huntley is with us. A big day today, Warren, with the 10 races.
It is, Nads. Look, there's I think with the late ones, there's 42 scratchings, but there's certainly a big queue of horses trying to get runs on the turf meetings, and invariably we're dividing a couple of races when we're having races run on the or meetings run on the turf tracks in recent times.
I understand. Well, let's have a look at race one. This is a three-year-old maiden, 1,100 metres the journey. Take out runners 4, 5, 6. 11 and also 12. The tab market's got number 1, Brutal Power, $7.50. $6 for Master Brax. More Sundays at $2.20 is the short price favourite of first starter for the Hayes Dabbening training combination, and the little sister is at $4.
Plenty to learn here, Nards, but have seen vision in jump outs or trials of all of the first starters. With a race experience and resuming for her second preparation with only one run under the belt, I'm going to go with 13. The little sister, the soft ground will be unknown, but she's a lot sharper than her half brother, the little engine. She was really nice and sharp in her recent jump out and looks ready to go to me. Number 13 ahead of More Sundays, probably the best bred galloper on the program, a son of Fastnet Rock and More Joyous, and without really being tested, looked to have a really good motor and move along beautifully in a recent jump out at Flemington. So I could understand the support for number 9. Master Brax had trialled well going into the debut run, had a tough run and still stuck on well. I'm sure in time be looking for further, but I liked what I saw on debut. And C. Signor, part of Lloyd Kennewell's base now over here, trialled up nicely enough behind Sunlight last start, despite Sunlight losing to Nature Strip. That's pretty good form to kick off the career here. 13, 9, 8 and 15.
13, 9, 8, 15. We go to race 2, maiden 1,700. You can take out 11. Here we've got the 10, Stealthy Lucas at 6, 9.50 O'Lonrose Way, and $1.60 favourite Star Creation.
Deserves to be favourite. I've been batting up for her, and I think she gets to a suitable race here. I think there's been merit in all her runs this preparation and just progressively stepping up in distance. It's a little bit of a D-day, and as Sammy's outlined, the track might be starting to chop out a little bit and drawn inside, but just might have an edge on them, I think, and might try and play a running double out of Star Creation and try and get a bit of value out of the price that way. Winkers go on, 16 clearly ahead of Stealthy Lucas, who's been going okay this preparation and probably had excuses last start. And, I struggled after that. I thought Centripetal from the Mick Kent stable getting up a little bit more in distance may well improve with that extra ground, and More Minties was okay first up. 16, 10, 12 and 8.
16, 10, 12, 8. We now go to race 3 over 1,700. You can take out 7, 13 and also the 14. We've got 1, Blinky O'Reilly at 5, 2.10 Come On Carl, 5.50 Exclaim, and then you're looking at a D-Seer at $8.50 and the Banana Stand is at $8.50.
I think numbers 1 and 2 are the key numbers here, Nards, and that might be the way to play the race with a running double out of Star Creation. Come On Carl's been building to a victory, and I think a little bit up in distance suits. No excuses, really, last start behind the Gadding Ball, but I think he found a very suitable race for the Weir stable on that occasion. Blinky O'Reilly's getting fitter, and I thought worked home well last start. Just stepping up 100 metres, I think, suits both horses. Banana Stand's a 7-year-old mare who's had a number of starts, lining up at start 26 here. So not overly raced, but certainly had plenty of chances. Continues to go okay, but probably, again, a trifecta first four player. And Adesia's been going okay also for Daniel Bowman, might be next best. But 2 and 1 the key runners for me here, 2, 1, 15 and 12.
2, 1, 15, 12 to the fourth race. And here you can see that 9, 13, 15, 17, 18 and 19 come out. Now we've got number 12, a rating party at 7, 3.50 first starter for Darren Weir called Extra Brute. It's well in the market. See What She Brings, though, is the favourite, having been placed on debut. It's at $2.40.
I think she's the key runner, Nards, but I did like a jump out of Extra Brute last week at Ballarat for the Weir stable. Was off the speed and then worked into the heat out wide and still stuck on okay. Looks ready to go, and 1,300 metres a suitable kickoff point on debut. But I think it's an almost an irresistible form line for See What She Brings from that race behind Grand Wish, and only narrowly beaten 1,200 metres on debut. Ran well, ran good time, and step up in distance here suits and takes on older horses. But back to maiden grade, I think she's clearly the one to beat, 16. Like the jump out, as I referenced last week, of Extra Brute, Rating Party's also jumped out well enough to resume here, and maybe Patriot Day getting fitter next best. Just probably wouldn't want the track to get any worse. 16, 14, 12 and 4.
16, 14, 12 and 4 in the fourth. Race 5 is a maiden over 1,300 metres. Now, withdrawals in this, you can take out 6, 9, 10, 12, 18 and also 19. Now, we've got number 2, Civil Guard, who's had the one run back this prep at 3.30 favourite. McClary's at 5, down to 3.90 for the founder, $8 for Stratego, and all the others are at longer odds.
Wouldn't say it's value, but I thought the founder would probably be favourite. I like the first up run, fitted with that run under the belt, and looks to have come back in really good order. Civil Guard ran well first up. He's certainly trying to test the patience a bit, but could get the maiden out of the way soon, and today could be the day. Winkers go on following an encouraging first up run, but that's what he's been doing, finding one or two better for the majority of his career to date. Didn't mind a recent jump out of High Beam on debut for the Darren Weir stable. She looks to go nicely, and McClary comes through the same jump out recently as the stable mate, the little sister, and wasn't quite as sharp as the little sister, but stuck to her task quite well, just back in behind. 13, 2, 15 and 4.
13 from 2, 15 and 4 in that event. We go over to race number 6 today, and this is a 58 over 2,200 metres. Take out 6, 7, 11, 15 and also the 17. We've got number 4, Saplan, at $7, down to 4.60 by design, 5.50 for Shangani Patrol. Princess and Achiever is at $8.50.
Even race, Nards, but I thought Saplan, deep in the preparation, holding form, but claims aren't everything, but just comfortable with the sting out of the ground and gets a claim today. Last start was a good performance on the synthetic trap, just grabbed late by the stable mate, Rebel Rose. I'm going to go with 4 each way, ahead of By Design, who's probably still on the up this preparation, as opposed to Saplan, who's probably got no improvement in him. Dondre will be suited getting back to this grade, and suited with the sting out of the ground, and Encourage and Dondre's form does intertwine to some extent, and Encourage had no luck at all last start. 4, 9, 3 and 10.
4 from 9, 3, 10. We go to race 7. This is the first leg of the quaddy. Take out 10, 11 and also 12. We've got number 7, Neurotic, at 4, 6.50 for Pure Emotion. Rewarding Laughter at 2.55, and then you've got Zamperini at $7.50.
Yeah, I think it's a bit more even than the market suggests now. So I was batting up for Pure Emotion on an each-way basis last up. There was good market support, but just couldn't get into a forward spot from the draw and ended up having to make that wide sweeping run. I think she can begin more cleanly today, and I think she can run well here, even though she's coming back 100 metres. She's nice and fit. 8 ahead of 12. Zamperini, who's another one who's hard and fit and should get a good run from the draw. Really interesting runner for me is he's a natural first run for Simone Furkey, and good form in Queensland, good form fresh and comfortable with the sting out of the ground. Real query runner for me, although a long time away from the track, but she's doing a good job with her small team, Simone. And I'll put Rewarding Laughter in as next best. Certainly got a chance, and I'll be including Neurotic as well. So it's a wide start to the quaddie for me. Put them in 8, 13, 2 and 9.
8 from 13, 2 and 9, first leg of the quaddie. We go to the second leg, which is race 8. Here you can take out 2, 8, 10, 13 and also 15. We've got number 1, Royal Thunder at 5, 4.20 for Second Thoughts, down to Hafrank is at 8, Cash for Diamonds at $7, and then you're looking at Step On It at $9.50.
Again, I think this is a bit more even than the market suggests, so I'm going one at double-figure odds here in number 16, Cape to Cairo, who'd been building to that maiden victory last start and did so in good style. By this time of the day, the wider barrier draw mightn't be that much of a disadvantage, and on an each-way basis, only going from the maiden to the 58 grade, so it's not a quantum leap. I'm going to go with 16 at odds ahead of Royal Thunder, who was good winning last start, and also takes a step up in grade, some extent, I suppose, from a high weight 58 last start. Second Thought's a really interesting runner. I didn't think she had much toe at all, but she seems to be a lot sharper this preparation. If she's still got some spring in her step, she can run well. And Cash for Diamonds has been going okay since joining the McArdle stable. Gets a tongue tie on. 16 each way ahead of 1, 4 and 11.
16, 1, 4 and 11. We look at race 9 over 1,400. Take out runners 1, 10 and also number 14. We've got number 2, Ballet Master. It's at 6.50. 8 for She's Been Official. 4.44 Aerospeed. And then you're down to 6.50 for King Mombasa, and Alma's Rosser is at $6.
Again, I think it's pretty even, market identifying the main chances. I think Ballet Masters certainly suited this grade with the claim. He's not going to get many better opportunities to get into a race where he can run well. He's comfortable with the sting out of the ground. There is a bit of pressure here, but he doesn't have to lead. But I think he'll be in a forward spot and should get his chance. Number two, Ballet Master. Aerospeed was terrific winning last start. Has had that time to get over that run. But a little bit of spunk's come out to make that form look good. So the form around Aerospeed's holding up well. I don't know what went wrong with Pekaya Prince last start, but a little bit of a gap between runs, rain-affected ground and rolling along at around about this distance range. That's what he likes. He can bounce back here, Melissa Julius with the claim, and she's beneficial. Maybe the last little bit of the 1,400 metres might be a query, but she was strong to the line winning in Adelaide last start, and I'm certainly prepared to give another chance at this trip. 2, 8, 4, and 6.
So we go 2 from 8, 4, and 6. In race number 9, and then we go over to the final event, race 10 over 1,400. Takeout runners 5, 8, 16, and also the 19. We've got number 1, Iron Machine at 9, 650 Sweet Taste, down to 650 Radiant Rouge. Clean Achiever is at 750, down to Patronus, who's a $6 chance.
Could certainly bet Clean Achiever each way at the 750 there, Nards. Ran well in a couple of races without much luck during the Tassie Carnival, and then first run over here for Judy Moore was good. It sailed behind Behave, who was well ridden by Craig Williams to win on that occasion. I thought stuck to the task well, will be fitter, and it's a good option, particularly each way, for number 12, Clean Achiever. Iron Machine's an interesting runner, first up here at the 1,400 metres, but didn't have a lot of luck in a couple of runs back, particularly behind Tommy Stand Up, and then appearing here on the fresh side, and in this grade can run well. Combative's getting fitter for the new training partnership of Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. I thought showed good improvement third up, should be just about at the top now. And Sweet Taste creates issues in the run. She doesn't want to go straight most of the time, but if she can go, put her best foot forward, she could certainly run well for both Bo and Peter Mertens. 2, 8, 4, and 6.
So we go 2 from 8, 4, 6. And what about a best roughie?
Sorry, no, that was 12, 1, 9, and 4. I was reading the wrong race.
12, 1, 9, and 4 in the last. What about your best roughie, Quaddie, in your play of the day?
I think race 4, number 16, See What She Brings, is the best odds, and race 10, number 12, Clean Achiever, the value for the Quaddie. Wide early, 2, 7, 8, 9, and 13 in the first league. Second league, 1, 4, 11, and 16. Third league, numbers 2, 4, 6, and 8. And home with numbers 1, 4, 9, and 11. And Star Creation does look to have a bit of a mortgage on race 2. I'm going to take a running double out of her. So running double, race 2, number 16, 1 out into race 3, numbers 1 and 2.
Okay, Warren, thanks for that. We'll talk more soon.